जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज गोपी जना वल्लभ, जय गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जना वल्लभ, जय गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जना वल्लभ, गिरिवर धारी, जय यशोदा नंदन, जय व्रज जन रंजन, जय जय यशोदानंदन, जय व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावनाचार्य, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय यमुना तीरावनाचार्य, कुंज बिहारी, जय यमुना तीरावनाचार्य, कुंज बिहारी, जय यमुना, जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी, राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे राम हरे जय प्रभुपा जय प्रभुपा जय प्रभुपा जय शील प्रभुपा जय प्रभुपा जय प्रभुपा जय प्रभुपा जय शील प्रभुपा गौर हरि बोल गौर हरि बोल नित गौर हरि बोल हरि हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद् इज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद के निताय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः
శ్రీమద్భాగవతం చౌథా స్కంద్ ఫోర్త్ క్యాంటో 27 చాప్టర్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 30. ప్రజ్వారోయం మమ భ్రాతా త్వం చ మే భగినీ భవ చరామ్యుభామ్యాం లోకేస్మిన్ అవ్యక్తో భీమసైనికః ప్రజ్వారోయం మమ భ్రాతా త్వం చ మే భగినీ భవ చరామ్యుభామ్యాం లోకేస్మిన్ అవ్యక్తో భీమసైనికః ప్రజ్వారోయం మమ భ్రాతా త్వం చ మే భగినీ భవ చరామ్యుభామ్యాం లోకేస్మిన్ అవ్యక్తో భీమసైనికః సైనికః. మాతాజీ సైనికః. వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. ప్రజ్వారః నేమ్డ్ ప్రజ్వార్ అయం దిస్ మమ మై భ్రాతా బ్రదర్ త్వం యు చ ఆల్సో మే మై భగినీ సిస్టర్ భవ బికమ్ చరామి ఐ షాల్ గో అబౌట్ ఉభాభ్యాం బై బోత్ ఆఫ్ యూ లోకే ఇన్ ది వరల్డ్ అస్మిన్ దిస్ అవ్యక్త విదౌట్ బీయింగ్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ భీమ డేంజరస్ సైనిక విత్ సోల్జర్స్ Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. The king of the Yavanas continued, "Here is my brother, Prajwar. I now accept you as my sister. I shall employ both of you as well as my dangerous soldiers to act imperceptibly within this world." Purport. Kalakanya was sent by Narada Muni to Yavanaraj so that she might become his wife. But instead of accepting her as wife, Yavanaraj accepted her as his sister. Those who do not follow the Vedic principle are unrestricted as far as sex life is concerned. Consequently, they sometimes do not hesitate to have sex with their sisters. In this age of Kali, there are many instances of such incest. Although Yavanaraj accepted the request of Narad Muni to show respect to him, he was nonetheless thinking of illicit sex. This was due to his being the king of the Yavanas and Malechas. The word Prajvaraha is very significant, for it means the fever sent by Lord Vishnu. Such a fever is always set at 107 degrees, the temperature at which man dies. Thus the king of the Malechas and the Yavanas requested the daughter of the time Kalakanya to become his sister. There was no need to ask her to become his wife, for the Yavanas and Malechas do not make distinction as far as sex life is concerned. Thus, one may outwardly be a sister, mother or daughter and still have sex. Yavanaraj's brother was Prajwar and Kalakanya was invalidity itself. Combined and strengthened by the soldiers of the Yavanaraj, namely the non-hygienic condition, illicit sex and untimely a high degree of temperature to bring on earth, they would be able to smash the materialistic way of life. In this connection, it is significant that Narada, he was immune to the attack of Jara or invalidity, and similarly Jara or the destructive force cannot attack any follower of Narad Muni or a pure Vaishnava. Thus the end of the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 4th chapter, 27th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Attack by the Chanda Vega on the city of King Puranjan. The character of Kalakanya. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam. Vandeham Shri Gurav Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrachatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha Namom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashata Deshatarine. Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvushe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Chakatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Aradhya Bhagavan Vrachesha Tanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachita Upasana Vrajavadhum Varge Navakalpitah Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Pema Pumartho Mahan Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatra Dharana Paraha Vanchakalpataru Bhesha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। प्रज्वारोऽयं मम भ्राता त्वं च मे भगिनी भव चरामि उभाभ्यां लोकेस्मिन् अव्यक्तो भीमसैनिकः। द किंग ऑफ द यवनास कंटिन्यूड, हियर इज माय ब्रदर प्रज्वार, आई नाउ एक्सेप्ट यू एज माय सिस्टर एंड आई शैल एम्प्लॉय बोथ ऑफ यू as well as my dangerous soldiers to act imperceptibly within this world. Hare Krishna. So, I consider this a great opportunity for me to speak about Srimad Bhagavatam with a motivation that the message of Srimad Bhagavatam will create a deep impact in my own heart, because I heard recently and many times before that the hearer of Bhagavatam also gets benefited by speaking about the Bhagavatam. So with the blessing of all the assembled Vaishnavas and also here senior Vaishnavas from I heard from decades, so trying to speak some few things which probably I must have heard from them. So here the chapter which is entitled that Chandavegas attacking the city of the Puranjana. So here this is the last verse. It's section where the Kalakanya is the approaching the Yavanaraj. Before that, we have gone through the chapter that how the Puranjan passed his whole life enjoying with his wife Puranjani. He expanded his family and eventually he was approaching the old age, and thus he was attacked by the Chandavega, which represents the time, and the assistance of the Chandavega, the Gandharvas and Gandharvini, the days and the nights pass, and the Puranjana was completely unaware because he was completely absorbed in life of a sex indulgence. And this represents basically the tactic of the preaching what Narada very uniquely using in case of the Prachini Barhishat. The Narada Muni is very effective preacher and he is an all-round preacher. Same Narad Muni is preaching to Prahlad Maharaj when he was in the womb, giving a proper garbhadana or garbha samskar, garbhastha samskar. So in that way, he is successful in his preaching. As the impact we see when Prahlad Maharaj is coming out, nobody knew who was coming hidingly and preaching in the Gurukul of the University of Hiranyakashipu. So Narada created that kind of impression. So Narada is also very expert child preacher. His preaching is very effective when he is understanding the mentality of the Dhruva and intensifying his eagerness to search for the God. Although externally he was discouraging him to go back, but his kindling, his eagerness to search for the God, and also gave the right process and method, and Dhruva very happily followed. Although Dhruva was not willing to follow Narad Muni's first instruction to go back. Gunadikam mudam lipset anukrosham gunadamat maitrim samanat anvichen natapair abhibhoyate. My dear child, do not get affected. Have a respect for the elders. Do not be envious for those who have good qualities. Have a friendly relationship with equal. Be compassionate for those who are the juniors. And take a U-turn. Go back. You are still a baby. Go and play with the Uttama. So that's the way he tried to discourage in one sense. But after they seeing his eagerness to search for God, he fueled his eagerness, his enthusiasm. He was effective. Narada is also a very good congregation preacher. On all level we see the way he is preaching to even the just now this canto only we saw that how he was preaching to, who was Vritrasura previous life? Chitra Ketu Maharaj. So he is accompanying the Parvat Muni and coming and giving advice to Chitraketu and transforms his life and make him preach through the Harshashoka, his dead son. So, and along with the congregation preaching, he can preach to the king, he can preach to the completely lower than the Shudra kind of category of the people. For example, Mrigari, famous. So all level of the class of the people he can easily approach. He don't have any restriction. And he make it relevant, his message. And it's very touching. Unless and until we become relevant, we cannot preach. Expert is Narad Muni. He knows how to make it relevant. The same message. Same Narad Muni, now he is in front of the oldies. Advaita group, Vanaprastha group, or those are supposed to be Vanaprastha. He has already broken the misconception of the family life of Dhritarashtra kind of the people. So Narada is very effective in inspiring even old people and those who are about to die, all level. Even he make the died people alive and preach. So really, the Narada here making the subject matter very relevant, not only Prachini Barishat, but all the relics of Bhagavatam, because we represents the Puranjan. We represent the Prachini Barishat, because in spite of accepting the one holy name, internally we still have a lingering for the sense gratification. Shrutopi nama mahatme yapreti rahito naraha. Aham mamadi paramo namni sopya paradakrita. 10th offense. Shrutopi nama mahatme. In spite of hearing so many times, daily we hear the glories of holy name. And probably it becomes a mechanical hearing. And daily we chant the holy name of the Lord. Because we have given a vow to spiritual master that I will complete my 16 round. Not minimum, we don't hear that word. 16 round I will complete. This is my own situation I am telling. I am not giving any instruction to anybody. This is myself. I am the Puranjan here. So here Narad Muni by giving the allegorical story of the Puranjan, it is telling that how it is emergency to take to Krishna consciousness. Now it's already late. O Prachini Barishat, get up. And we will see next chapter how he is revealing that. Because Prachini Barishan probably is relaxed on his asana and hearing Puranjan. Oh yes, yes, yes. So bad. He became old. Unless and until the story becomes relevant, person don't take it seriously. If Sunday feast class, if you just announce, outside there somebody carved the park which was intervening the traffic, but some truck came and smashed the car. Arre re re re, everybody will say, arre re, kiska car tha? Bahut bura hua. But if he announced the number of the car and owner of the car, my dear, that became very relevant. Now, that announcement is very relevant to that person because he can relate to that car. This is my dear car, which was being smashed. And it literally smashes the heart because there is an attachment to that object. Unless and until we go through the difficult situation, message of the Bhagavatam don't become relevant. The touch of the Bhagavatam should be there along with the experience what we go through. And that makes the Bhagavatam message more relevant. Narada is very effective in making the message of the Bhagavatam relevant. Here, we will just go through a short overview of the chapter and then focus on the today's subject. So Chandravega is attacking the Purandar city, and then there is an entrance of the Kalakanya, which represents the Jara, the old age. And Kalakanya is a daughter of the Chandravega, the time. As the time passes, he gives birth to a daughter, Kalakanya. But nobody wants to accept this old age. Including the Brahmachari also become worried when he sees his white hair. So, nobody like old age. Nobody. One person only accepted, and Kalakanya give benediction to him. That is also mentioned here. On the request of Yayati, nobody was ready to accept there his own son. But Puru accepted. And he got benediction from the Yayati. He got the kingdom. He awarded his kingdom to his son, being pleased because he sacrificed his youth for the old age. So here then, Kalakanya is searching for the right candidate. And Narada descended from the Brahmaloka. Kalakanya saw this is the right candidate, a celibate Brahmachari. So she naturally got attracted to Brahmachari, a sannyasi to attack. But being a celibate, Narada told, I will not accept you. So she became very angry. Because Narada kind of pure devotees, they are free from the prarabdha karma and six kind of the afflictions, lamentation, illusion, the diseases and old age, and the thirst and hunger. They are free from these afflictions, six type of afflictions. Similarly, all the Vaishnavas, pure devotees, they are free from this. And Jara cannot, Kalakanya cannot allure. So Kalakanya became angry on Narada, gave curse to Narada that you will not stay at one place, you will keep on roaming, which became a mercy so that Narada kind of preacher can roam around. The similar kind of curse was given by Daksha Pradapati. So here, Narada then gave advice to her to approach Yavanaraj. Yavanaraj is a fear. Yavanraj represents the miseries, basically diseases, mental diseases and the physical diseases. Along with the soldier, Yavanraj is always roaming. Which are the soldiers? Diseases which comes by the Adi Daivik misery, Adi Bhautik misery and Adi Adhyatmik miseries. These are the soldiers of the Yavanraj. And when the Kalakarna is approaching the Yavanraj, he is basically is telling to Jara that I will surely accept you. Confidentially, he wanted to execute the confidential service of the Lord. He mentioned that what is that confidential service of the Lord? Because Jara, as soon as Jara comes, people becomes fearful. Especially the intelligent become people, they become aware. Now I am old. Now I should become serious about cultivating spiritual knowledge. But those who are ignorant, those who don't believe on the transmigration of the soul, they don't believe that next life exists, they intensify their sense gratification. After Prabhupada mentioned somewhere, after 80 age also, the people go to the night clubs to enjoy the young girls. 80 minus almost 50. 80 minus 50. To see 80 minus 50. So that is a degradation. That means even if body becomes invalid, still the sex desire doesn't go. The external organs are not cooperating, but desire never dies. Shastra says, no need to experiment. Also see through the eyes of the acharyas, those who show us that, see, this is a naked dance, which they want to enjoy. That means desire never dies. So here, the bhaya is helping. So that people, the intelligent people at least, will become fearful of this death, because the Kalakanya ultimately will, she is approaching towards the death. So king of the Yavana trying to utilize the Kalakanya for this purpose. Then we saw that how the Yavanaraj is telling to Kalakanya that people generally don't welcome you. No one want to accept the Jara, but I accept you, but as my sister. Now, you attack all these people. My soldiers will also help you. Nobody can attack you. You attack on all the people, especially people in general. Be aware, do not attack on the devotee Vaishnava. Because people in general, this whole world is a product of fruity activities. Karma vinirmitam. The last verse, the word come, karma vinirmitam. You attack these karmis. So Yavanaraj thought that it was wise to kill all the karmis through the agency of the Kalakanya, and thus try to make them aware that the materialistic advancement is futile. At least those people who are living can understand and become aware that materialistic advancement is futile, because materialistic advancement cannot help us to completely root out the real misery, birth, old age, disease and death. Then he is mentioning in this shloka today that you are my sister. Since we are both born from the same family of Adharma. And in Adharmak family, we saw recently in the fourth canto only, 8th chapter, Dhruva Maharaj dynasty starts. Before that, Shukadeva Goswami also mentioned the dynasty of Adharma. And interestingly, all the couples of the Adharma, they are brother, sister, brother, sister, brother, sister, uniting and creating progeny, next progeny. This is represents Adharma. Union between the same gotra, same family. So here, you are my sister. and we are family of the Adharma, I am your brother and also your husband. So this is what the Yavana culture. So here, the Yavana culture means unrestricted sex life. Yavana Raj, especially the Kali Yuga, this is being promoted, as Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport. Probably this purport is written more than 50 years before. 50 years over for this purport. This was the situation that time. And we may not be currently, if I say, make a statement, oh, see, outside is going on, that means somebody may say, Prabhu, are you reading the newspaper? We are not in touch with the newspaper. But when we used to read the newspaper, before coming to Krishna consciousness, we know this Yavana culture has already been started. And it is being propagated and promoted very systematically. And it is growing very, very fast. So that's why the instruction of the Chanakya Pandit holds very, very fundamental as a part of an education. That who can be called as a Pandita? Matravat paradareshu paradravyeshu loshravat atmavat sarvabhuteshu yakaroti sa Pandita. Matravat paradareshu. Prabhupada, in the one of the purport conversation, he mentions here, from the very beginning of the law, all women, they are treated as mother. This is the system, Vedic system. Everyone will be called as, every woman will be called as mother. Never mind whether she is young or older. It doesn't matter. Woman has to be addressed as mother. This is Chanakya Pandit's. He is a scholar. To treat all the women as mother. Nowadays, it has been introduced as in India as Behenji. No, this is not the etiquette. Same is going on here. Yavan is called as Behenji, Behenji. During the Bahubis, Behenji, Behenji. And during the Valentine Day, exchanging the roses. This is the culture. This which is common. And you don't feel that this is something odd, because they don't know the culture. Because when they were at the seedling stage, this culture was not introduced. From the seedling stage, the seed itself is contaminated. The field itself is contaminated. And in that field, such kinds of seed is growing. What kind of tree? If the seed is of a thorny seed, naturally it will give a thorny bushes, which will create trouble for the whole society. And they are called Varna Sankara. Varna Sankara will cause, as Prabhupada mentioned, it will lead to war and pestilence in the society. Because the womanhood is not protected. The women are not protected means what? Women are losing the chastity and the devotion. Prabhupada, there only adharma. When adharma comes, then the women become unsecure, and unsecured women give progeny, Varna Sankara. And this Varna Sankara, see, the good population is basis of the Varnashrama Dharma. And Varnashrama Dharma is to please Vishnu. But root is only, the seed is only wrong. Then whole the Varnashrama system will fall. I mean, Varnashrama cannot be practiced by Devi Varnashrama. Then where we will get the good seeds to whom we can go and approach and preach the message of Krishna consciousness becomes very, very difficult. So here Prabhupada mentioned, to maintain brahmacharya, that's why they should be very careful. He mentioned here in one of the conversation that matra swastra duhitrava na vivikto asano bhavet. బలవాన్ ఇంద్రియోగ్రామ విద్వాంసపి కర్షతి. హీస్ నాట్ మెన్షనింగ్ దట్ జనరల్ పీపుల్ ఇన్ జనరల్ గెట్ క్యారీడ్ అవే ఇఫ్ దే సిట్ ఆన్ ది సేమ్ లెవెల్ టు ది మాత్ర, దట్ మీన్స్ మదర్ స్వాస్త్ర దుహిత్రావ ఆర్ ది సిస్టర్ ఆర్ ది డాటర్. ప్రాబబ్లీ ఐఎమ్ ఏ లెర్నెడ్ పర్సన్, ఇట్ విల్ నాట్ అఫెక్ట్ మీ. బట్ ప్రభుపాద్స్ అగైన్ మెన్షన్ ఇన్ ది పర్పోర్ట్ దట్ నో, ఈవన్ ది విద్వాంస్ అపి కర్షతి, ఈవన్ ది సంబడి వన్ హూజ్ నోస్ ది శాస్త్ర, సంబడి ప్రాబబ్లీ మేబీ ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్, హీ ఆల్సో మేట్ గెట్ అఫెక్టెడ్. సో డోంట్ ట్రై టు టెస్ట్ ది మాయా ఇన్ ఎనీ ఫార్మ్. వన్ షుడ్ బి ఎస్పెషలీ ఫర్ ది బ్రహ్మచర్య, ఇట్ ఈస్ మెన్షన్ దట్ హీ షుడ్ ఫాలో ది కల్చర్, ప్రాపర్ ది కల్చర్ అండ్ వేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ బీంగ్ టాట్ ఇస్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది వర్ణ అండ్ ఆశ్రమస్ డ్యూటీస్. దిస్ ఈస్ బీంగ్ టాట్ ది డ్యూటీస్ ఆఫ్ ది వర్ణ అండ్ ఆశ్రమ షుడ్ బికమ్ ఎ ఇంటెగ్రల్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది లివింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది బీయింగ్. అండ్ సచ్ అ క్యాండిడేట్ వెన్ హీ కమ్స్ ఇన్ కాంటాక్ట్ విత్ ది కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్, ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ ఎ డ్రై గ్రాస్ ఈజీలీ అక్సెప్ట్ ది ఫైర్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్. ఈస్ వెరీ కండ్యూసివ్ వెన్ ది ప్రాపర్ వర్ణ అండ్ ఆశ్రమాస్ ఆర్ బీయింగ్ ఫాలోడ్. సో హియర్ ప్రభుపాద్ మెన్షన్ ద శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు వాజ్ మోస్ట్ స్ట్రిక్ట్ ఇన్ సచ్ డీలింగ్, ఎస్పెషలీ ఆఫ్టర్ హీ అక్సెప్టెడ్ ది సన్యాస్ ఆర్డర్. ది ఉమెన్ వుడ్ నాట్ ఈవెన్ కమ్ క్లోజ్ టు చైతన్య మహాప్రభు, ఫ్రమ్ అ డిస్టెన్స్ దే వుడ్ ఆఫర్ ఒబిసెన్సెస్. సో సన్యాస్ ఆర్డర్, ఈవెన్ ది బ్రహ్మచారీస్ షుడ్ ఫాలో ది ఫుట్ స్టెప్స్ ఆఫ్ ది చైతన్య మహాప్రభు. బ్రహ్మచారి ఈజ్ ప్రభుపాద్ అగైన్ మెన్షన్ బ్రహ్మచారి ఈజ్ ఈవన్ ఫార్విడ్ అని వన్ టు సీ ది వైఫ్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్ ఇఫ్ షీ హ్యాపన్స్ టు బి యంగ్. సో ఇఫ్ వైఫ్ ఆఫ్ స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్ ఇఫ్ రిక్వైర్ సమ్ సర్వీస్, ఎ బ్రహ్మచారి షుడ్ నాట్ ఆఫర్ దట్ సర్వీస్ టు ఈవన్ ది గురు పత్ని ఇఫ్ షీ హ్యాపన్ టు బి యంగ్. సో వాట్ టు స్పీక్ ఆఫ్ ది అదర్ కల్చర్ ఆఫ్ ది బెహెంజీ. బెహెంజీ Prabhupada, one of the conversation is mentioned, one of the devotee coming and asking him that, Prabhupada, what we should call our ladies. Some of the ladies are feeling awkward when we call them as a Mataji. But Prabhupada here is mentioning, therefore it is said that other's wife, not your wife, other's wife, except your wife, should be called as Mataji. But Prabhupada was mentioning, but Ramakrishna, he was saying his wife as mother. And he became famous by his foolishness. Don't call your own wife as a mother. So, grahasthas, they need not call their own wife as a mother. Otherwise, same culture of the Yavanaraj, calling mother and then following the culture of the Yaman. Even by calling, by mistake, because of ignorance, sometimes they may call, but proper culture is not to call wife as a mother. But all other women should be called as mother. Even Prabhupada mentioned, just see, in the Brahma Samaj, they call the wife as sister, another. And the wife calls the husband as brother. So these are the Behenji Behenji culture, which is not Shastric. Matravat Paradareshu. So that is the Pandita, intelligent person. So here, there are some few exceptions which are allowed, like a marriage with the cousin sister. And we see, in the case of the Arjuna especially, Arjuna getting married with Subhadra. Now Arjuna's mother Kunti, sister of Vasudev. Vasudev is mama. Vasudev's daughter. Krishna and Balaram's sister Subhadra. So Vasudev is a maternal uncle of Arjuna. So such kind of the marriages are allowed because there is a difference in the gotra. Gotra is different. Same thing is followed by the descendant of the Arjuna, Parikshit Maharaj, by marrying with the Iravati, who is a daughter of Uttara. And Iravati gave birth to children, Janmejaya and all. So that this kind of marriage, marrying with the cousin sister, means mamas, not the uncles, immediate brother's brother, not that relation, because that comes in the same gotra. But mother's sister, mother's brother, mother's brother's daughter, such kind of the marriages are allowed. In fact, in Prabhupada also mentioned that in South India, such kind of marriages are considered more prestigious. In fact, they look for that kind of matches, which may not be practiced in Bengal, he mentioned. Or in North India, such kind of customs are not being followed generally. But South India, they consider it prestigious, they look for it. So, why we are discussing this? Because it's there in the purport. We are just elaborating. You may say, Prabhuji, we are studying Brahmachari. Why? We need to know everything. So they didn't belong to the same gotra. That's why that marriage was allowed. And this, when gotra comes, I just remember Melkote. Similar marriage happened when the, generally in wherever marriages happen, they read the gotra of the both the dynasty. We know from Ramayana, when the Sita got married with the Rama, from the Dasharath side, the Vashishtha Muni came forward and he announced that Ikshvaku Gotra, whole lineage of the Prabhu Ramachandra, Surya dynasty, he listed out. And from the Sita's side, the another Muni, he came forward and he also listed down the gotra of Sita, Janak Maharaj gotra. Similarly, even the Ramanujacharya, he got married the Ramapriya deity with the Bibi Lachimar. As we know, the Bibi Lachimar had a basically the conjugal love. She would worship the Rampriya deity as her husband. Who is Rampriya deity? Rampriya deities are the deities being worshipped in the Ikshvaku dynasty, all the kings, all the descendants of the Ikshvaku dynasty, this is their home deity. This is being worshipped by Prabhu Ramchandra himself. Then he handed over these deities to Kusha. Then later on, the descendants of the Kusha got married with the Yaduts. And this deity was given as a dahej to the Yaduts. And this came to Dwaraka, this deity, Rampriya deity, came to Dwaraka, and Krishna himself worshipped this Rampriya deity, which is also called as Sampat Rai. This was a name given by Ramanujacharya. And this, that means Rampriya deity is being worshipped by Krishna and Rama both. And later on, Balaramji worshipped this deity and brought this deity along with all the Yaduts. They came on the South India tour, and they install this deity in this Yadavadri hill. They call Melkote also, because Yadus, they came there. Yadavadri. And they gave the deity's name as Yadavadripati. Yadavadripati. This hill is known by different name. Narayanadri, Yati Adri. Yadavadri, in Kali Yuga it is called Yati Adri. So Yadavadri, because Yadus, they came and installed this deity of Rampriya, because this Yadavadripati didn't had Utsava Vigraha, Vijaya Vigraha. The Rampriya became the Vijaya Vigraha. And later on, the Sultan from the Delhi, his soldiers, they attack on the Melkote or the Yadavadri, and they stole this deity. Now this deity is with sultans. Sultan, thinking that my daughter needs some dolls, she handed over this deity to Bibi Lachimar. But Bibi Lachimar developed a genuine affection and bhakti and love for this deity. And she wanted to marry, same like Mirabai's love for Krishna. That's a genuine conjugal love for Krishna. So here the Bibi Lakshmar, she is Musalman. And Rampre is a Bhagavan. So very, very inconceivable. And now Ramanuja, like Acharya, when he saw this is not a sentimentalism, genuinely she loves the Rampriya. Then she arranged a marriage of Bibi Lakshmar with Rampriya deity because he considered Rampriya as his own son. My son's marriage and she is my daughter-in-law. So he arranged a marriage, and during the marriage, generally they read the Gotra from the both the dynasty. One Bhagwan, one Musalman. He read the both the Gotra. Bhagwan is, Rampriya is directly Bhagwan Gotra. Harita Gotra, they call. He is from Hari Gotra, Harita Gotra. And on the other side, the Bibi Lakshmar, she is Yavani, from Yavana Parivar. Yavan Parivar, then he traced out the history of the Yavan Parivar. They come from the Greece. Okay, who went there? Gargamuni. Gargarishi. It started from Gargarishi. Then the son of the Gargarishi, Kalayavana. Kalayavana descendants. Like that he came to Sultan. He read whole the lineage of the Bibi Lakshmar. And then he arranged the marriage with the Rampriya deity. Because Gotras are different. So, point is here, I was just mentioning that here in Vedic system, the marriages, this should happen among the different Gotra, not the same Gotra. And the brother and sister, they cannot have union. Even this is followed in animal. If a person is intelligent, one of our devotee who takes care of the cows, Nagendra Prabhu, many of you may know from Belgaum. So he was mentioning, even among the cows, they are more efficient if the proper bloodline is maintained. Proper bloodline need to be maintained. That means the bull, who is a breeding bull, should not unite with mother or sister, even bull. And because this proper bloodline is not maintained in Kali Yuga, that special breed is reducing in the milk quantity. They are giving lesser and lesser milk. They are becoming weaker and weaker in strength. But the proper bloodline is maintained, then the quantity of the given milk by the next generation, it doubles and triples. So, but I initially didn't believe, but he showed me experiment. Because they are doing this experiment from last 15 years. They brought one breed and they gave the different bulls to the different farmers. And whenever they want to breed the cow, that time they bring another bull from the other farmer who is being nicely nourished. And so that proper bloodline is maintained even within the bulls. And they saw the cow was giving initially, when they brought the first cow, she was giving just 3 liter milk. Then next generation cow, that cow gave a birth to a baby, she started giving 6 liter milk. Now her baby, third generation, is giving 12 liter milk. So this is experimental truth. This is something material. Prabhuji, Bhagavatam bolo na kuch. Telling some practical things, that how this matters a lot. Even the bloodline, even in animal, if it is followed, the efficiency will increase, especially cow, we need to follow this. And in the cow care, in old system, they would follow this proper bloodline culturing the cows properly through generation and generation. Similarly in the human being. But ultimately culturing is introducing them to Krishna consciousness along with the following the Varnanashrama. Varnanashrama creates a proper foundation and over then we can put a flag of Krishna consciousness for the pleasure of Krishna. Atapumbi dvijasrishta varnashrama vibhakashah swanishtitasya dharmasya samsitir haritoshanam. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari.